Future has no reality. Nobody has ever seen it, touched it, smelt it. Nobody's ever been there. And nobody can ever be there. It's only when it comes, it's always the now. So, in the service of a mental concept called future, you reduce what could be the fullness of life to a mere stepping stone. You reduce its value, its aliveness, to that, because you're interested in the next moment. So you're chopping wood and carrying water, but really you're not there doing it. You would rather get this out of the way in order to arrive at the next moment. That's the normal way to live. And that is not doing one thing at a time, because you're already mentally elsewhere, the other thing, or many a sequence of things that you will have to do later, even worse. You're doing one thing, and in your mind you already have not only what where you want to get with this one thing, because that will have to lead to that and that and that, and the whole, you've piled up in your mind the things that you have to do today, and each one clamoring for importance. So your attention is absorbed by that, and the minimum of it flows into what you do, and that's called stress. Means one thing pulls this way, the other pulls. You can have stress in metal when there's a pull, one pull this way and the other pulls that way. And that happens inside people continuously. That it's, the future pulls you away from, and it hurts. It hurts the body. If the body could speak, you would say, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing to me? Are you insane? And sometimes the last resort of the body says, I have to make this guy ill, because he would never stop. And finally, your only chance of recovery is to become ill. And so, chopping wood, carrying water, points to the possibility of neither bringing past and future into this present moment, and also not making whatever you're doing right now into a means to an end, where the end result that you want to achieve becomes more important than what you're doing now. And realize there is no future, there's always only the now. And to reduce that to a means to an end is insane, ultimately, is already a form of insanity. And when millions of people live like that, what kind of a civilization do they create? And the whole civilization is based on that dysfunction. So millions of people are running around hyperactive. Stress increases every year in society. Everybody talks about it. They even feel guilty if they are not stressed. Maybe I'm not doing enough. Stress increases every year, and everybody's running around. There's never enough time. Not enough time to do it all in. A piling up of future things. And the children are conditioned at an early age to live in the same mad way as their parents. Come on, let's get on with it. Ha 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 ha. And if you stop anybody, ask them, what's the whole purpose of your running around like mad? Well, nobody really knows. Or they would tell you, well, explain the situation. Where are they running to, internally or externally running? Where they, well, I mean, I have to just achieve this. There's a deadline. I've got deadlines to meet. I mean, don't, can't even talk to you. Don't stop me now. There's this norm. The world is full of deadlines these days. I sometimes have to write little things here and there, and there's always, but you only have 2 days. You have to do it in 2 days. Often I don't. Either they wait or it doesn't get done. Kim is nodding her head. I'm not allowing this world to drive me insane. Because the world will do it, because the world is the externalized human mind. So here can we use this situation, this weekend, for our practice of discovering the depth that is concealed in the ordinary moment, seemingly ordinary moment. In whatever we do, see if we can bring so much attention.